Let us again start the Hakdome of the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Nun Gimel. Hinei mipnei shehasiman hazeh rabu peirosov. It's very Reish Nun Gimel. Chedei shelo yivalbul einei hakeirei boi. Amarti lahatik misefa machzis hashekel psiche ktano eileho. So in order to clarify the klolim of this siman, he's going to give us a hakdamah. Kedei sheyorutz hakeirei boi, we should be able to run through the siman. Da sheyesh inyan shehiye ve'inyan chazore. There's shehiye and chazore. Shehiye mikri. One puts on a tafshul me'erev Shabbos al gabi kire. It's on top of the kire. The kire we can picture like a box that has a place for the two holes on the top, and one can put two pots on this box, and inside there's a fire. Loi derech hatmone umeinichoi oimeid al gabi kire. And he leaves this pot on top of the kire. This he does before Shabbos. Ube Shabbos noitel meha kire. Shabbos, he takes it off the kire. That is the translation of shehiye. That means he left it erev Shabbos on the kire. He's going to take it off in Shabbos. V'chazore mikri, what is chazore? Returning. So Shia is leaving. He's leaving it on top of the kire. V'chazore mikri, chazore means k'sheinichom me'erev Shabbos al gabi kire. It was left erev Shabbos al gabi kire. Shabbos, he takes it off the kire. And after he took it off, he wants to return it. Once he took it off, and he wants to return it. Let's skip the brackets. Now there is a machloikis tanoim, Chananya and the Rabbonim. The Chananya svirelei, Chananya holds, im hatavshul kvor nisbashul kemachul ben drusoi. If the tavshul that we are putting on Erev Shabbos, it was partially cooked, and the partially cooked is kemachol ben drusoi. Now, what does this mean, partially cooked? Hu kachatzi bishul. That means it's halfway cooked. V'yesh oimrim kishlish bishul. Others say it's a third cooked. And as the simen progresses, we will elaborate more on this nekuda. So, bekitzer, he has a tavshul that is either halfway cooked or a third cooked. And now it's right before Shabbos. So according to Chananya, muta lahashoiso al gabi kiro, one is permitted to put on this tavshul on top of the kiro. That means inside the kiro we have a flame. He has a possibility and a potential to open up the kire and stir the coals. Aval pikein, he's permitted to put it on top of the kire. Afilo im eino grufo mina gecholim. Afilo, he did not take out the coals. Ve'eino ketume, and he didn't cover the coals with ashes. Behind Shemachusa Gecholim Be'efer, he did not do anything with the coals. He has a kire that the fire is burning normally. But Chananya holds, as long as the food will be edible by the Sude, that means now it's halfway cooked. So even though it won't be completely cooked, but that's irrelevant. As long as we have food that will be edible, Chazal were not geyser, they were not afraid that he will in Shabbos stir the coals to make it, they should be better cooked. Chazal were not afraid of this. V'chachomim svir elohu, the chachomim hold, the osar im eino grufo uktuma. The chachomim hold, if the coals in this kira were not shoveled out, or ashes were not put to cover the coals, so the chachomim hold that it is osar. Why is it also according to the Chachamim? Because we are afraid that he might stir the coals in Shabbos in order to ensure that the food in Shabbos by the Suddish should be properly cooked. And if he will see that the fire is dying down, and by stirring the coals, he will ensure that the food will be properly cooked. We are afraid he might be mechata the gecholim, he might stir the coals. Ella im kein, but according to the Chachamim, there is one time when we do not have to be afraid of this. When there's two conditions. Condition number one, nisbashel kol tzochay, it's completely cooked. That means erev Shabbos, it was completely cooked. Umitztamek, and if it will shrink or will get crispier, viraloi, he won't be happy with this. That means the cooking it more in Shabbos is a minus, not a plus, and we'll see in the Mishabura why he doesn't want this. So according to the Chachamim,
what if you put it on a flame? It's not sharp.
Well,
here you'll make a.
Well, that's what, this is the flame. There's coals burning in the kireh.
No, not coal on a plane.
Okay, well, let's first see what the case of the Shulchan Aruch is. So Bekitzer, we have here a machloikis Chananya and the Chachamim. The Chananya holds that it is sufficient if the food is partially cooked, either halfway or a third cooked. We do not have to worry that he will stir the coals in Shabbos. And he's allowed to put it on the opening of the kira on top, and we have nothing but to worry about. The Chachamim hold, kol's man, it is not completely cooked, and it's mitstamek v'raloi, we do have what to worry about. He might be motivated, he might have an incentive to want that it should cook more. So memele, so he's not allowed to leave it on a kire that has gecholim burning in it, that has coals burning in it, because he might come to stir the coals in Shabbos. So we have a machloikis Chananya and the Chachamim. Ubereish peri kirotnan, we learned in the beginning of the first Mishnah in peri kire. It says as follows. Kira shesikua begefes ubeitzim. Now gefes and eitzim, gefes is the skins of olives that used to be used bizman chazal as fuel, and eitzim is wood. Now these two types of fuel, when they burn, there are coals that are left over. That means there is something left over that even if the fire will die down, he can revive the fire by stirring these coals. So now it says, let's go back to the Mishnah. Kire sheisiku, they heated up a kire, begefes ubeitzim. Gefes again is the skins of olives and wood. Loi yitain, he should not, he is not permitted to put food on top of it, ad sheyigroif, till he removes the coals, or yad sheyitain eseifa, or he will put ashes over the coals. Umiboy, this is a stam mishneh in the beginning of Perikire. But the Mishnah is very unclear. What is unclear about the Mishnah? Umiboy lahashas hai lo yitain disnam. That what it says in the Mishnah, that one is not permitted to put on a kire a tafshul if the fuel is eitzim or gefes. What does that mean? Does it mean that he shouldn't put it before Shabbos? Elohim kein goruf v'kotum. It says he shouldn't put it on the kire. But the Mishnah is unclear which zman are we speaking about. Are we speaking about before Shabbos, that one is not permitted to put a tafshul on a kire unless you remove the coals? If that is pshat in the Mishnah, so we have a stam Mishnah, va'osye kirabonon dechananye. So then the Mishnah is going according to the Rabbonim, that one is not permitted to put a tavshuv on a kire unless we remove the coals, and it means before Shabbos. Oy, and it means that it was mitstamik v'yofle, it's not completely cooked, or it will taste better if you cook it some more. So that's one way we can learn the Mishnah, and lo yita means don't leave it on the kire right before Shabbos. Oy lo yita in roitza loyma lo yachzer. We can learn a second pshat in lo yita. Don't put it back. And we're speaking about in Shabbos, that in Shabbos you are not allowed to put back a tavshul over the kire. You took it off, you want to put it back. So in Shabbos, one is not allowed to put it back unless the coals were removed. Avol shehiyeh, but to leave it on before Shabbos, buteres afilu einoi goro fekotn va'asye kechananya. So now we have like this. We have a Mishnah that says that one is not allowed to put on a kire, a tavshul, unless the coals were removed. Let's speak about one case. But this loyitain could be translated in two oifanim, in two ways. Either it means before Shabbos loyitain, and then it would be going according to the Chachamim, that before Shabbos one is not permitted to put a tavshul, even if it's nisbashel kol tzorchei mitzamik v'yafaloi. So the Mishnah is telling us even before Shabbos one has to make sure that the coals were removed or the coals were covered. Or the Mishnah Layitin is speaking about in Shabbos. He put it before Shabbos. There's no halacha what about the coals if you put it before Shabbos. The halacha of goruf v'kotum only applies if you want to return the tavshul in Shabbos. Then we had to make sure that it was goruf v'kotum. So we have here a shaila in the Gemara, and la'if shita hayiboy. And the Gemara doesn't say. The Gemara doesn't come to a maskana who the Mishnah is going by according to. Upasku horif v'horambam v'oimdim b'shitosam. Lishois nan ucharabon and the Hananya. The Rif and the Rambam and other Rishonim paskin that there is a issa shehiye, there's a issa to put a tafshel erev Shabbos anakire if it is not mizbashel kol tzochay umetztamek veraloi, which we will see as the simon progresses. It is also, and they paskin like the Chachamim. Dafilu lishois bo'inan agabi krufa ktuna. Dafilu before Shabbos, you have to make sure that the coals were removed or covered with ashes. Vahatoisvis posku lahachzitna. Toisvis says, no, we paskin like Hananya. Shehiye is no problem whatsoever as long as it's partially cooked, you can put it on top of the kire, even though nothing was done with the coals. The Mishnah is speaking about if you want to return the machel in Shabbos, then there are conditions that the coals had to be taken out before. Avolisha ismuta filo alayna grufa mishnishinis pashel kemachel ben drisoi vachachananye. Vehein hashtei deis shehuvu b'shulchan orach b'simin zeh. In this simin, in the first sif, we will see there are two deis. Deya echad, the first day hidas harifa harambam. Vayesh oimim, later, the sif of this sif, shemevi amachaba b'sif sif alav hudas rashi v'tois v'sanal. Zeh ma shebi'arnu b'k'tzore me'yate novi levayr as divrei shulchan aruch be'ezer Hashem. Now we'll be able more or less to understand the shulchan aruch. Now let us start Sif Aleph. Kira is a type of an oven shehi asuya kikdeira. It's made like a big pot. It's a big It's a type of an oven. V'shayvsin al piya kdeira lemaila, and it's like a box, and inside there's a fire burning, and on top there's two openings, and you can put inside the kire, you can warm food, cook food, and you can put on top also. You can put also two pots. V'yesh bo mokein shvises shtei kederes. You can put two kederes on top of the pot. Again, we showed last week, just again to refresh our memory. This is a kira. Here we have a kira. We have a big box. There's a door over here on the bottom that you can open up. This box, and there is a fire underneath burning. You can, if you want, you can put pots inside this kira, and on top there's two openings and this place to put two pots on top. This is a kira, and this is what we are speaking about now. So this is a kira. So now, so let's see the lashon mechaba v'shoivsin al piya kideira lamaila. You can put on top also a pot. V'yesh b'mokim shvisas shtei kederes. This place for two pots. And there's a cheshbon why this is necessary to mention. Im huska begefes. Now, if the fuel that was used to heat up this kira was gefes, which is the psoilis of Zaysim, these are the skins of Zaysim, which was used for fuel. Sheep soil shell Zaysim, Oiva Aitsim, or the fuel was wood. Now, the first day in the Machaber is the Shitas HaRambam. Osa Litain Oleho Tavshil Mi Ba'oid Yoim. Before Shabbos, you're not allowed to put a pot with food on it Lahash oisay aleo, to leave it there, to leave it for the Suda. Elo im kain, there are two conditions that are necessary to permit a person to leave this pot on top of the kire. And what are the two conditions? Elim kain nisbashel kol tzolchoy, it is completely cooked. Vehu shenitztamek, vehu mitztamek, perish, what does mitztamek mean? Hoylech v'choser, it's cooked completely. So to continue cooking it shrivels up the food, it gets smaller because it's completely cooked already, you're just drying out the food, could be you're making it crispier also. Vera loy, and he does not want that this should occur. If we have these two conditions, is one is permitted to leave a kedeira on top of the kire if it's completely cooked, and if it will cook more, he doesn't appreciate it, but he doesn't want this. So then he's allowed to leave this pot on the fire. The leko lemechish shemo yechate. There is no fear he might come and stir the coals because he has no reason to stir the coals. He is losing by making the fire bigger, so there's nothing to be afraid of. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Vishoivsin al piyo, this kira was a type of an oven that they used to leave on the top of the kira pats. Gam besoicho yesh mokim lahamid akdeira, you could put the pats inside the kira also. So why is the Mechaba speaking about, that means this kira had a double usage. You could put pots inside the kira, you can put pots on top of the kira. And the Mechaba only mentions about putting it on top of the kira. So why is he talking about that? Umuta lahashois b'mitztamek v'raloi. So that means like this, if it will be completely cooked and it will get overcooked, he doesn't want it, you can put it on top, you can put it inside, no problem, because wherever you're putting the pots before Shabbos, there is no reason to worry he's going to do something with the coals, because to make the fire bigger is detrimental to the tavshil. There's nothing but to worry about. So why did the Mechaber speak about when he's putting it on top? Elim b'shem d'roitzel ashmeinu isa b'mitztamek v'yofalei afilu alpiyo. The Mechaber wants to say, afilu, the fire is not in front of him. That means the kir is closed. He doesn't see a fire. And he put a pot on top of the kire. So the Mechaber says, he doesn't see a fire, there's nothing but to worry about. No, there's a lot to worry about. If he sees that it's not cooking completely, he's going to open up the kire and he's going to stir the coals. So that's why when the Mechaber is speaking about that he put the kteira on top of the kire, he's coming to tell us a chiddush, that even it's on top, and the solution is not in front of him. He has to open up the kire to make the fire bigger, to stir the coals. We're afraid of that. So that's why the Mechaber spoke about that even if it's on top of the kira, I'm afraid he'll open up the kira and stir the coals. Im huska, so he mentioned two types of fuel. Mishum dechol hani of the gecholim. These two things, gefes and etzim, make coals. and coals one can stir and revive them. V'chayshin and shemi yechatabem. We're afraid maybe he'll stir the coals. Now, which fuel are we speaking about? Gefes. Shehi psoilis shel zeisim. This is the psoilis that could be the pits and the skins of olives, which is a fuel. V'yashoyimrim duadim psoilis shel shumshemen, the sesame seeds. Also, it seems they have a psoilis which can be used for fuel. The gamhein bechlal gefes haniska b'mishnim lekamas mereishn and zayin siv gimel in yin hatamon. Right. So now we know the translation of gefes. Oive eitzim. Vuhu adin. I'll tell you different types of fuel. Pchamim, mamish coals, vigelalei behem agase, or the manure from animals, from a behem agase, it seems also was used for fuel. Litein oleha. One is not permitted before Shabbos to put on a pot if the food is not completely cooked in raloi. Litein olel. But what is if a person did it? Good, they put it on, it wasn't completely cooked. He put it there, buddy. He put it there. So now, vuhu adin im hoya nosun. He put it there already. He said, "Now, well, it's done and over with. I shouldn't have done it, but it's there already. There's no such din. Tzorich lesalek kishegiya zman chashecha. It becomes Shabbos. You take it off. It's not Shabbos. I did it already. It's over and done with. There's no such thing. You're not allowed to put it there. We're afraid you might stir the coals. You put it there. You take it off. Whenever you realize you did something wrong, you take it off. Are you going to have cold soup and cold, you know? That's the price of doing the wrong thing. V'adinim hoya nosun, tzorech lesalek, kshegiyaz man chashecha. Im loy, unless, nizbash la cold soup, it's completely cooked, oishem its stomach.
What if he didn't take it off?
Well, that we'll have later. Im loy nizbash la cold soup, he has to take it, if it wasn't completely cooked, he has to take it off later. So, you're not allowed to put on a tafshul for Shabbos. Elo im kein nisbashel kol tzolkai. Haino, the kivin shekvar nisbashlo legamri. If it's completely cooked, ad sheim tisbashel yoise, it will cook more. Titstamek lero, it will shrivel, and that will not benefit the tafshul, but it's detrimental to the tafshul. So then, then we are not afraid that he'll stir the coals. Why should he do such a thing? Then you're allowed to put it on before Shabbos. Mitztamik v'ra loy. Perish. What does v'ra loy mean? V'ra loy is going on the person. Kol dovo. Anything she'odam otzeif, he will feel bad. Kshayovesh, when the tafshul will dry out, v'niskavets, and it will shrink. Machmas roiv habishul, he feels bad about it. V'chein biyofaloi means einu shehu someyach mizeh. Now there's a mered de kesharetzian. The sharetzian says like this. Mitztamek v'ra loy means as follows. Could be personally, he likes crispy potatoes, and there's, it's meiridik. It's the more crispy, the more bread, he loves that. So what's the Taitz Mitztamik V'Raloi? But he has a big problem. He has 20 guests. And if they're going to shrink up, he won't have what to give them. So that's called Mitztamik V'Raloi. That means it will shrink, it will shrivel, it'll get crisp, but he doesn't want that. He has 20 guests. So if he has 20 guests, he wants... So it won't be so terrible. Have food to give to all the guests. That's a tithes. Mitztamik v'ra aloi. Mitztamik v'yofa aloi means he has no guests. So if again he loves crispy food, he loves it to be a little burnt, that's called mitztamik v'yofa aloi. So then it's also. Then it's also. It means the 20 guests made that he's able to leave it on the fire and they have nothing what to worry about because he has the guests on his head. But if he doesn't have guests and he loves when it's crispy and dry, so memela, then that's called mitztamik. It shrinks. Above the yafala, he loves it. Then it's also. So the vow we had one halacha. This is the first day according to the chachamim, the Chananya, that if it is mitztamek v'ra aloi, if by shrinking he doesn't want that, he b'shum oifen does not want that it should shrink and get smaller, then he is permitted to put it on top of the kire, he's permitted to put it in the kire. They have nothing but to worry about. He has no incentive whatsoever to make the fire bigger. He's hoping he should have enough food for his guests. And then this is mutter. This is one case that is mutter. Now we're going to have a second case. Oy shehu chai. Now the second case is Moiridik Mechudishtik, and we'll, as soon as we learn it, we'll elaborate a little on the second case, which is Muta, according to the Chachamim. Oy Shehu Chai. Shehu Chai means it is completely raw. And we'll see, we're speaking about a piece of meat which is completely raw. Shaloi nisbashel klal. It was not cooked at all. We'll see. Right before Shabbos, he's going to cook meat. He's going to cook meat right before Shabbos, and we'll elaborate on this. He's going to cook meat. He puts a pot of raw meat. He puts it on right before Shabbos. The kiven shehu chai, since this is completely raw. So he's putting on raw meat, so he doesn't have a hava mina that this will be ready for tonight's meal. He'll never, al kaponim, this raw meat on a kire will never get cooked for tonight's meal. So why is he putting it on now? It's for tomorrow's meal. He wants it to be, but tomorrow will be cooked very well already. But for tonight, he has no intent to use it. Shloinis bashel klal, the kivin shohu chai, since it is completely raw, mesiach datay mimenu ad lemocha. So he does not think that he'll be able to use it for tonight's meal. It's raw. Ad lemocha, till tomorrow. Listen, if it's cooking the whole night, I don't have to stir the coals. Whatever the fire will be, that is sufficient. If it's cooking the whole night, it will be edible by tomorrow. Avol im nisbashel ktsas, but what is if it's partially cooked? I have a piece of meat that's not completely cooked, but it's partially cooked. V'loi nisbashel kol tzolchoi, but it's not completely cooked. V'afilu nisbashel kol tzolchoi, afilu it's nisbashel kol tzolchoi, but v'hu mitztamek v'yofaloi, chayshinon shemo yechata. Then we are afraid if it's partially cooked, or if it's completely cooked, but if it will get crispier, it will taste better, and he'll be happy with this, then it is also to put on top of the kire chashinam shema yechate v'osa lahashoysoy oleho elo. Okay, v'osa lahashoysoy oleho, and you're not allowed to be mashe. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Now we say when it is raw, it is permissible. Now, what type of food are we speaking about? V'davke boso chai. Meat, raw meat. Raw meat, she'efsha lehisbashel letzoyrech sudas halayla. It cannot get cooked in time for the night suda. So Memele, so when he put up this meat 2 minutes before Shabbos, we'll see. So listen, he has no hava mina that it's going to be, he's going to use it for tonight's Suda. He can't use it for tonight's Suda. Never be ready. So therefore, there's nothing but to worry about. Avo yorok shari dvorim, but vegetables or other types of foods, shehem kalei habishul, which take it's get easily cooked, leimahani mashu chai. So that's irrelevant that it's raw now. Vechein mashe kosov lekamei chaticha chaya hainu gamkein bosa. So here the whole heter is dafke by raw meat. Shaloin is bashel, perish. Oz shori litnoi somoch lishkiya mamish. Then he's permitted to put it somoch lishkiya mamish. Avol im nosnoi mi ba'oyyoim, but if he put it earlier, also, the kvar nis bashel ktsas koidim Shabbos. So then it got cooked already. If he put it on before, not somoch lishkiya, tzas koidim Shabbos, so memele, so now, right before Shabbos, we have meat which is partially cooked, which could be, if it'll stir the coals, he can use it tonight for the suda. Therefore, v'tzoich l'salek, kshehigiya zman Shabbos. So right before Shabbos, he takes it off the flame. Elim kein is bashel kol tzoche koidim, unless it was completely cooked. Now, I'd like to mention there is a tremendous tumult, machlokes ha-poskim, and perhaps the first machma that they bring is the Shvisas HaShabbos. The Shvisas HaShabbos says that this heter from putting up raw meat before Shabbos is not applicable to us. Why not? Why isn't it applicable to us? Because we are all elchidin. We'll see, the Gemara is speaking about, and normally we're mekabel Shabbos 18 minutes before the Shkiyah, 20 minutes before the Shkiyah, now it's just all 30 minutes before the Shkiyah. So when it comes before the Shkiyah, it was cooked a little already. It's not raw meat. So meat that was partially cooked, you have to take it off. You can't leave it on the flame. This din is speaking about a case of a person who put it, let's say, Tosfos Shabbos, we don't, is a minute or two. He put it right 2 minutes before the Shkiyah, he had a pot full of meat, and then you can have such a heta. But we normally are mekabel Shabbos, we normally are mekabel Shabbos 18 or 20 minutes before the Shkiyah, so we don't have such a concept of raw meat before the Shkiyah. We don't have it at all. And it doesn't depend when we are mekabel Shabbos. It depends on the shkia. That's what other poskim hold. Other poskim, Shvisa Shabbos holds like this. Rav Shlomo Zalman holds like this. That's from a mela. So this heter somehow is not applicable to us. Number one. Number two. Rav Henkin writes, Amur de Kizach. And Ms. Tommy, all of us can ask your wives. He says, Bizmanenu, you'll put up a raw piece of meat, unless it's frozen. We're not talking about frozen meat. You'll put up a raw piece of meat before the shkia. It can be cooked by an hour and a half, we'll come by the suda, it'll be ready. What's... So he says, our stoves are different than the kira of Chazal. Chazal was speaking about their ovens. They weren't as sophisticated as our stoves. Our stoves, you can cook. You make a big flame, and then you put it up. The right before the shkia. By this man suda, you can have it. You'll sing a little smirish. You'll have it by the time you're up to the meat. You'll have the meat already. So this heta does not apply to us. This heta was only bizman Chazal when they used akire. When they had akire, then Chazal were Meshaya that a raw piece of meat put right before the shkia will never be done for the suda. But by our stoves, there's no such thing. So this heta of a raw piece of meat, by us it's not negeya. This is halachas legabi. So these are two reasons. There's a third reason, we won't get into the third reason, but these are two choshev reasons that one should not rely on this heta of basar chai.
What about fish?